you're ever, you know, late to that, it's not. We'll
Yeah.
find a way around it. I'll put you guys on Mondays at this time for my convenience, but it's not like it's important. But.
Yeah, well, I was expecting to get out, but I didn't make it in time. But it was just because of all the leaves and things, and the train was stopping at the stations, so it's like the speed restrictions on.
Sliding past.
Yeah.
Great.
So probably.
And so what they had to do, back up?
I'm not sure. But then the busing people, I think it's Croy Station, had particular problems. Like, it's on a hill or something. So I had to bus people in from like stations either side.
Nasty.
Yes. But yeah, at least it was speed restrictions instead of like trains flying past and the barriers and things. So.
Yes,
Yes.
we're glad they look after
Can I
that
help
bit.
you move your lapel?
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of brushing against your neck. You can stick it out of the. Do you want to plug in?
I don't know. Do we want to look at anything? It's not up yet.
Still 56% approval.
I can.
That's good. I think just doing, yeah, just check everything.
Let's do it. Oops, hold on. Doesn't like so. And now we're going to discover that everybody's going to meet, right? Because everything's going swimmingly.
Is everyone
Oh.
Well, yeah, apart from waiting for the get contagious story, right?
Because I haven't read the wikis in my email since I left, so.
Yeah, I haven't added changes to the wiki recently, so. So I've been working on trying to get the XML stuff working. So I'm basically learning how DOM works, so I can do the next, so I can generate the DDF files.
Oh, yeah.
So just doing the documentation, that's what I was doing at the end of last week, just so I know how it all works and figuring out the best way to do things. But at the moment, I've been playing around with the DOM stuff in Mozilla. Just so I can see how it works with the HTML pages, so I can generate XHTML stuff and see how it all works there. It's pretty much easy to just see how things work in that.
I don't know the Mozilla stuff, so. If it turns out that it's idiosyncratic in some way that teaches you funny habits, then it won't have been a good idea.
Well, the thing
Sorry.
is that the API is standardized by the W3C, so the API is standard between everything.
There are certain companies that I don't want to name who don't always get it right. Mozilla. Yeah, it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just as a
I
problem.
believe you now. It's a good strategy.
Yeah. It does document saying that this is a Mozilla-only feature and things like that. So I've been avoiding those anyway. It's just that's quite a quick way to get into how DOM works, because I can just quickly generate a web page and then just add things to it and take things away and see exactly what's going on at the time. So.
Why does it help that it's HTML instead of just XML?
Just because XHTML has nice, you've got browsers there, so you can actually see
Yeah,
directly what's going on.
most browsers when you put an XML file up in it, it'll just apply some default style sheet to it anyway that shows you.
Yeah, well, I'm using XHTML. So all the web pages are XHTML, so it's XML just with the HTML DTD.
Okay,
Yeah.
yeah.
Just because we haven't quite finalized the GDF format, so
Okay, so
work
what you're
just.
gonna have to do is swap in tag names later.
Yeah. So all I
Okay.
have to do is change that sort of thing. So it's
I remember reading that there are different ways of doing this and
yeah.
I'm sure that's fine. I mean,
I'm saying from the end. That's
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think of the things that could go wrong. But since I haven't tried it this particular way, but
Yeah.
yeah, that sounds good. So you say we haven't finalized what the GDF looks like. Is that an implicit request for me to do something, or?
No. Well, what I'm doing at the moment, I'm looking through the stuff that Ron put on the wiki to say what we need in the output format for the task. So what you're going to do the analysis on. So I'm making sure that I can get that information out of the GDF as it's stated at the moment. And if I find something that you can't get out of it, then I can add that to the GDF format.
Yeah, as
So.
a well, I mean, there's two cases in here, right? There's things you can get straight off the original format, and then there's things you have to do some kind of post-processing in the original format. But it's not just a data format change, it's actually some kind of computational process to get the thing out of it as well, right?
Yeah,
and it
yeah.
wasn't, I think it was a little bit confused last time we spoke about whether you consider GDF format to be the thing that's just straightforward translations of what's in the original eye tracking output, or whether the post-processing utilities are a separate step. Because I think you and I had separate, different views on this, but I can't remember who had which view at this point.
Yeah, well.
So are you working on actively on this these analysis things, or are you just working on the translation?
Well, I'm making sure that the GDF format we've got at the moment will output all the analysis that Robin's looking for. So I'm using that as a way to get into using the DOM things as well. So at the moment I'm looking at actually the GDF format itself. And then to generate the GDF format, I'm going to be taking stuff out of the JEST analyzer and then using the DOM parser to generate XML.
Oh, okay, so you haven't looked
analyzer.
At what's in there and what isn't in there that you need to do some really intensive transform to do.
The output of the JEST analyzer does do some of the processing already, which is why I'm planning to use that as the basis for it. Because that already picks up like target regions and things like that. So it knows whether you're looking at a part or whether you're looking at a target area or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So it's also got that in it somewhere. So it's just a matter of pulling that out and putting that into the GDF.
Okay.
Stuff.
So this sounds like it's under control and you're happy and you guys are telling each other what you guys need to know, so I don't need to do anything, right?
Nope.
You're all fine. But there's a number of things that came before this, right, that it sounds like they're not under control yet. So you know, the GDF stuff, so Ellen's view on this is we go through everything in order, like the priority is exactly the pipeline order.
Yeah.
Right? So Camtasia, you mentioned.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what else, but we should check what other things were before this on the list of things to do.
Yeah. I think the only thing I've got left to do before the experiment can be run is get the check Camtasia works. Now we've got Camtasia running on the machines, and I think that's set up correctly, but I can't test it until we get the microphones working.
Until you get the
microphones.
Oh, microphones.
It's batteries we're waiting for.
Batteries?
Yeah, they're due, I was told, the beginning this week.
Okay. Are they really, really strange batteries?
They are quite strange.
Have you tried math?
Avril has ordered them from somewhere.
Are they expensive?
About 150 each or something like that.
Because, you know, like when we bus journey every night, they might solve the problem if it's getting in the way.
Well, hopefully. They should have been here last week, but Caroline then flew up to chase them. And they were told to be here. It should be today.
So this isn't actually ruining your schedule for anything, and that's why you're waiting.
Well, we can still test whether Camtasia runs anyway, it's just whether it's the microphones are picking up things correctly.
Right, okay. So it sounds like you're not actually worried about the fact that this is...
Not yet.
Yeah. When you get worried, go nap them. Okay.
Right.
Phone person, make sure that they're in there. Somebody around must have a... call it Steve. Somebody in the techie group will have a map on the catalog.
Yeah.
But I'll see if I can... it's useful to know who's the correct one anyway. I don't seem to get them anymore. I guess I don't buy enough equipment.
Well, they must have stuff online these days anyway. So.
Oh yeah, of course. Duh. So you can find out whether they have it. But you get to phone them and find out if they have it in stock that way. I actually live not that far from there. So it would be a half hour diversion from my morning routine. Picking up stuff. But then again, it's also very close to the Kmart.
Yeah, so
it's
easy.
Even less of a diversion for you, probably. Except you don't know your way around.
I can easily get to Matlin. I know where it's stuff. I used to live there, so. I know.
I
used to live there, I'm a geek. I know where Matlin is.
Yeah. I just think, well, you know, for the sake of £3 or however many quid. How many batteries does it take? Doesn't take 100.
No, it's. Two batteries, really.
Yeah, then, you know, put your mind at rest. You know, you wouldn't want it to be the morning you were supposed to be recording. You know this.
Well, I could give you a call on the way in tomorrow. And if not get in your pigeonhole, I can easily go off the train early and just take them off from there.
Yeah, I'll check the data first, though. The stocks are a bit funny down there.
Right, yeah. Well, I'll make sure. got the phone number in my phone so I can call them.
Because, you know, it's not that attractive an area to walk through if you're not going to get anything
out of it. Well, true.
So of all the things that were on the wiki, do I need to pull up the wiki? Oh, it's going to let me log in.
It's still probably in that angle.
Yeah. I do not want to change my password. But you guys probably know off the top of your head, is there anything else that we were waiting on before you could run? So all
the
those
thing
tests.
Well, the thing that's holding me slightly up is checking whether Joe's finished, there is a working model builder, but I'm not sure if it's a finished version yet. And
his last day was the 31st of October.
Yeah, he still had hours left. I wasn't sure if it was down to the number of hours or whether it's 21st of October.
Oh, yeah,
tonight.
No, it's hours. Yeah, it's hours. Oh, so he's got hours left, he's behind him.
I think
he was known by the hour. So I thought, well, I mean, obviously, if he wants to finish off, then, you know.
But 9 a.m. has gone dead for all those last 2 weeks.
Oh, well, they're probably away then.
Oh,
was that Ellen's way?
No, but I think what they had was some big review.
Oh, yeah, it could be it.
And so I haven't heard anything back from them. So the models for...
Oh, you have no models at all. Ah, that's a pity. Model builder, that's what I was calling the graphical model editor, right? So
yes,
use extra to make parts and then you...
Well, we don't need to make the parts are all the standard Tangram ones. The expert thing is only when we come to building airplanes and new peculiar shapes. But for this experiment, it's just a Tangram type task.
Okay. I have something in my email about from Joe. He would have sent it just immediately. If you're going to check that? I'm not going to check my email.
Nothing. I haven't heard anything from Joe for.
Okay, I think I might have heard Thursday or something. I can't remember exactly what it was.
It's nearer than. This last thing was in response to. I think I was saying last week about the parallelogram being the wrong way around from the model. But nothing has, I haven't heard anything since from either, is it the Netherlands or from you?
Okay, so I've got something on the 28th, that's Friday, I think. Oh, he just wants to know how to get paid. Right, I suggest he's done that then.
Yep.
Anyway, he's in Edinburgh, so. Well, I suppose he won't come by because Craig's on his desk.
Goes he back?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So.
Well, I'm using the ice machine, so if I was to pop in for 5 minutes, the Windows machine's free for him at the moment.
Well, he's just not going to try to squat there, that's all. So the last thing I got from him about work was the 19th of October that said he uploaded some changes that you wanted. That's. Oh, see, you didn't get that. It was just me and him. But presumably, he put it on the wiki, so. So he's just telling us because he thinks we probably don't read wikis. And I'll just check.
It was after that was the thing about why the parallelogram was the mirror image.
Yeah. I can certainly get an email off him. I think it got sent through saying that he'd updated the. Whatever it was on the wiki, so he uploaded and made any zip file. Never written the other one, so.
Well, I haven't replied to him about. Yeah, I really don't have anything more recent from him. I haven't replied to him about, how to submit costs and stuff like that. So, but that suggests he's at the end of things, but we could just ask it. I mean, maybe you guys would just want to ask them directly, you're done, right? Because it's worth you guys knowing. And then, of course, any problems that remain, you inherit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's worth taking a look at what it does and making sure it does what you want, I guess. So the problem is you wanted to construct some models in a video experiment, but you're hoping to get some from Merluse.
Yes, or at least she was meant to have some idea of the level of complexity, because they had actually run things and to get an idea of the sort of style and check what would be all right. All very quiet.
Right, have you tried cold polymer? That's what I do when I need things that...
No, it has just been email rather than a telephone type of...
Trust them. When, if you get them today, when are you going to start running?
I'm down for a week. What's the second? Is it a week today?
Oh, right, so you have to be ready by then.
Well, I haven't booked anybody in or anything, but that's what I'm hoping.
Right, okay.
We have been, of course, put back a bit by my tracker going down.
Yeah, makes sense.
But we're certainly needing some data in the bag by the 1st of December.
Yeah, so you don't have subjects lined up, but you're not expecting any trouble getting them?
Hopefully not.
Mm-hmm.
The only other slight complication is, which will be, I think, brought up at the meeting on Thursday for all the eye tracking users.
Yeah.
The lab has been block booked again.
By?
Jules from psychology.
I don't know this person. So they need to be serious about it. Who's there? Is that a staff member or is
there?
Yep. Okay. Well, we kind of paid for the lab, so it depends, but I suppose talking to them sometimes solves these problems. You might. It depends on what sort of staff member is it? Is that a
lecturer?
Right. I mean, presumably he or she is not running subjects the entire.
Well, presumably not, but it's sort of.
Quite slowly booked.
For certainly 6 days.
Uh-huh.
10 to 5 for 2 or 3 of those days.
Ellen's still out of town, right? It's just, you could try calling this person and see how this works. Ellen might be more persuasive. it's just sometimes academic staff have a bit of a chip about research staff, and since I don't know the person, I can't tell whether it's one of those or not.
I can probably at least, ask her if she's really getting it all that time.
Yeah, and then ask the lady, I guess. But, or whether it can be put off for a little bit or something. So I have no idea how the booking system works. Well, you're discussing that Thursday, right?
Well, yeah.
At the moment, there's just a booking system.
People just think if they can log on to it, can book it.
Yep. Well, that's one of the reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I might talk to Ellen about that ahead of time, because they may have, she and Martin may have had discussions about appropriate use of the lab.
In theory, Jess is meant to have it every morning.
Oh, really? Yeah, but don't you guys set up for, isn't black looking more appropriate? Because isn't the setup involved in changing around for somebody else?
There shouldn't be any changes in the physical connection, so.
No, or in the software or anything?
No.
Okay. So there's no cost associated with it being mornings or afternoons?
No. As long as other people don't, for some reason, disconnect some bits of the equipment, there's no reason why it should.
Yeah. So, in the worst case, maybe it will make an argument if you actually need that week that you can call up in the mornings that week. Is this something that's known outside Ellen's head?
Yes, it's not in the booking system. It's on a web page that Frank created at the lab.
Oh well, that's
which I don't know if anybody actually knows is there.
Well, unless it's time to yeah. So it sounds like you've got a lot of possible ways of getting what time you need. Of course, trying to be kind to other people, but it would end up. So those are the only things that are worrying you: Camtasia, and lab access, and otherwise, no sweat. You're happy.
Should be. I've also got to get Camtasia, I've got to get Camtasia working as a sort of little multimedia thing to generate a video, how to sort of an instructional video.
Oh yeah, this is going to take a little while.
That's what I'll have to do this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, once we run a trial, I'll give you some screenshots to work with, and then just be like adding your video of mouse movements or whatever.
Yeah, but you were going to try and figure out how to overlay something on top of the video that... Oh no, you were just really going to run a video of the trial.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's much easier. So with the model builder, what do you need to do with it? Which one are you going to look at, what it does so far?
I'll
Have a look. I think probably there's a wiki page up for that piece of... looking out for that thing, so you just put whatever recommendations, bugs on that page, and I'll work through them as and when I can.
Hopefully there's not a problem. I say Merlewis was also meant to be checking it and doing things.
How many models were you relying on her for? So are you suddenly going to be...
It hasn't been divided up in that sort of...
Well, what I'm trying to get at is your start time going to be delayed because you don't have the models ready if she doesn't come through?
Depends how quickly I manage to get a group of it, maybe how long it takes me to generate them, or how I get on with the Camtasia.
Well...
Unsure of yet.
Can you draft Craig in to build something if necessary?
I've used software, and it's not that hard.
There shouldn't be any great problems, just checking that they're of a suitable level of complexity.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
You
don't
need a contingency plan.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going
to have to. Yeah, no, not quite right.
So I can't imagine that building the model is going to be that hard. These are just, well, how many thousands there are on that Dutch website you found? Just pick some of them, read them in the JCD format. That's it's pretty mechanical. I can easily do that. So doesn't matter if choosing which ones you need to do.
Yeah.
Which I guess you have to do.
Or I was hoping for.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well,
you need to. Yeah, you and Molly need to sort that.
Yeah, exactly.
You could call a Jess, tell them between you and Molly. Yeah. If it's not that, see, the call quality you can usually. At least find out whether they're alive and get them to get something. But the next escalation is saying, no, we really need to talk about this. We're going to talk about it, Tuesday at 7:00, such a time to watch it.
Yeah. It's a good time. Well, I'll try and get over it into the.
So, presumably, whatever it is they've been going through is now over.
I think it was up till the end of October, so presumably today
mm-hmm.
they're now free.
Yeah.
Or take a week off. To recover.
I just take for that to slow you up and collecting stuff, that's all.
Hopefully it won't anyway, it's just if I then do it, hopefully we'll get the right models.
Yeah.
that's true. So it'll
well,
be generated, it's whether the models are optimal.
That's
or
quite
a
small thing she can do for you, I guess. That's not like, sitting there brain deadly constructing
mm-hmm.
Some models that she needs to do. It's just providing advice about. Well, sounds like. You guys worried about anything? We've mostly been talking about the experiment schedule.
The main thing I wanted to get this campaign sorted out, so I'm just waiting for the batteries for that.
Mm.
If everyone's not worried, I'm not worried.
You're going to run out of things to do that we haven't set you up for anytime soon? GDF thing sounds like it might take a little while.
Yeah, I've got to finalise that format, and then once that's done, I've got to start looking at the analysis side of it.
So all the dynamic region part of it.
Yeah,
but you don't need anything from me for that, because that's already sort of spec. I mean, again, that's the pair of you.
Yeah, and I think the announcers, I think the announcers will take a little while. I don't think it's going to take that long to get this stuff sorted out. It's going to be how to display it and all that sort of stuff, whatever makes it easiest for you to do.
This is what I'm worried about, is him being in the lab all day long and you not being sure like what to do for the analysis or something. Because you're going to be completely unavailable when you're recording, or will there be times when you're all there?
No, well, it depends how many I can pretend and get running before my brain melts. But when the experiment's running, yeah, I'll be in the lab.
Yeah,
I can't just go in and let them get started.
Oh, yeah, no, I
understand. Some people can, but.
Well, it was more like, so this week he's got, the GDF stuff to do, then next week you're planning on recording. And what happens if suddenly you're unavailable all of next week and just when he runs out of work?
There'll certainly be time for now, because I'm right next to the lab anyway. I'll come back just to check my email and things.
So I'm still going to work on the JS analyzer and turn that into a GDF output. I can have a look at the model builder as well. Because one thing I'm thinking about is we're looking at the part building type stuff. And it might be worth seeing if we can add a little part builder thing into the model builder. I'm just going to tidy up some of the code for generating the parts anyway, the JCP parts from.
But the most we're going to bother with the part builder. The idea was it wasn't worth the investment.
Right? Well, I'll have a quick look at it and see how easy it is to add a couple of things to it. Because if I can use it to generate the Roxium angle, for example, the rotational symmetry stuff which is what was causing the bugs before. So if we use the model builder to automatically do that, then that would save quite a bit of work and save a few bugs.
Yeah, but now that the guy building these models know that they need to do the rocks and stuff, do you have trouble doing it?
No.
So
it's just something you've got to remember once the part's been built. So.
We might want to severely cash limit the investment that you put into making a part builder.
I'm not going to do much on that.
Person days would it be worth? Like if Craig discovered it could be done in X days.
I wouldn't bother more than one or two, certainly.
Right. So there's your limit. Don't spend more than a day or two on it.
Yeah, but I'm worried about
it.
Yeah.
You have to understand that there's things about this project we've hidden from you so far that you'll have to
learn about it. I saw something like a map task, like look further down my task list.
Oh really? Oh, that will just be a little add-on. Whatever it is, it'll be the same skills as you learn for something else. And it'll just be. I'm not even sure it's you, because I think somebody else is doing that actually. But I'm thinking more of the fact that at some point we should probably tell you about this NXT stuff.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's just XML to XML to XML, isn't it? Turning GDF and
other
bits into NXT.
Well, there's XML and XML, and
It
takes scan-off links and stuff, and it's. Some people, if they're not used to linguistic annotation, take a little time to get their head around the way the data model works.
Yeah, there's
stuff to learn there, so.
Yeah, what I've heard about it, it's both XML, so the programming side of it doesn't sound too hard. It's going to be making sure that it fits what you expect out of the format, so. That's fine. I'll have plenty of questions for you once I get to that stage, I'm sure.
Yeah, so just don't litter away, weeks on fripperies when we have a real need of this yet to come.
Yeah.
We'll find plenty of really, really crucial things for you to give.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll be.
Yeah, well, we'll complete it at the end. We'll go get Camtasia sorted out this week and then concentrate on the JS analyzer, the GDF stuff. Once we've done that, it's whatever you want me to do once I've done the GDF, I guess.
Okay, so I'll remind myself to look at what's next before the next time we get together.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think GDF can keep me busy for a little while yet, so. So I'll keep you busy until this time next week, and then I can start suggesting things that might need to look at for the next stage, I guess.
So you can work on Monday. That means you don't want to meet, right?
Well, at 12 o'clock next Monday, the lab is getting booked by Jules.
Oh, right, it's actually next week. It's actually the week that you were planning
it
on.
It starts this Wednesday and goes through to next Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Anyway, you'll tell me whether we cancel this.
Yeah.
Or whether I just talk to him. In which case we won't be up here because we don't record twos.
Yeah, okay.
What else? My then other complication is 2 weeks tomorrow I start my teaching.
Oh yeah, that should be fun. Let's see, that's
two
like...
Two weeks of that, four lectures and four labs.
That comes at an ideal time for you then.
Yes.
That's like the 20th or something. I can't add. Monday
tomorrow
is the...
Tomorrow is the first.
Tomorrow's the first, yeah.
So it'll be the 15th.
I forget about my job. I won't be on Thursday. I'm going to be open
for induction
day.
Induction, that's right.
So.
Oh, yeah, you have to promise to tell us how that is. Because people do ask me.
Fair enough. I don't think it's going to be that big.
A waste of time to.
Yeah, it's 27.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's going to be that in depth. It's 15 minutes on a variety of different topics, so it's just.
Yeah.
I'm sure most of it I already know. It's like fire safety, yeah. Health safety, data protection, usual sort of stuff you get everywhere. So.
Yeah,
the university will cover
history.
Itself legally, I think, for doing this.
Yeah.
Well, if they're going to do that, then they push it, I would know somebody who's gone, you know.
Nobody's bothered so far.
I'm pretty sure they didn't have induction in my day, so.
Well, I don't remember being asked to bring induction.
Really? They only started here.
In April.
They were supposed to, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, we're not
going to be invited to the. Summer garden party for new staff members, but that's all.
Oh well.
Yeah, probably when I started being a student, I mean, in fact, we had the induction of compulsory because a lot of students were doing teaching, and you couldn't do the teaching unless you'd done the induction because you had to know about health and safety and fire safety before you could take charge of, because you're the responsible person in the classroom, so.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm not sure why I'm doing it now. Okay. Let's see how it goes. I'll give you a report on Friday or something.
I have one NXT question.
Okay.
Well, it's not one. Hopefully, as part of the output, it'll be something like that. Is that correct? So you've got the gaze position of the first person, gaze position of the second, mouse position of the first, mouse position of the second, and I don't know how to call them, mouse action.
Yeah.
Is that just in sort of
so it'll be like in monitor, but yeah, they'll all be different tiers like that. And then there's a language stuff as well.
Yes, that's just the eye.
Yeah, this is the easy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, eyes and mice. Uh-huh. And that's enough for you, right?
Hopefully, that's why.
Lots of things that can do that. It's the language part.
As well,
yeah.
So I was just checking that. I know the language part is set up here, but this would be the new part, the new stuff.
That seems fine. Yeah. Do you know what the sense of codes are? Well, the whatever you're getting out of the jazz analyzer. So.
Whatever that is.
I mean. Blinks as well, right?
Yes, I'm not sure whether we need to know exactly where they are, just how many there are in each.
Oh, so you don't want to populate part of this thing?
I don't know. I suppose it could go on.
I think you should. Well, there's two views on this. If you do, then the people formulating research questions will ask about them. But if you don't, they'll probably ask about them anyway, and you'll have to interact with that.
Well,
you can stick them in a different track, and then load them or not load them if you please, because it's not. Well, I don't know. Is it part of? So these are mutually exclusive and exhaustive sets of codes against time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Blink a part of this?
Blink would, at the moment, just get locked in with the sort of previous gaze.
Yeah, but isn't that important? Because when they're blinking, basically it's like a nil code. You can't find out what they were doing once. So it may actually be important to have the blinks registered in there because you may discover you need to take them into account to smooth some kind of analysis that you did. So it could be that if they, only they hadn't had a blink just then, they would have been, I don't know what.
Yes. moving somewhere else, or it's more likely to be looking at the same place the other person is doing something.
That you want to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much relies on missing stuff because people blink. I was thinking more like, you know, the person looks at a part and they've got a fixation before and after the blink in the middle. And, you know, there may be times when you want to treat that as one thing.
Yes.
Right?
Normally, we just, as I say, add the blink time and duration to the previous fixation.
Oh, right, okay. So, but in that case...
Because you're not absorbing any new information, that's critical, sort of, deciding factors.
Right. In that case, then, these tiers are already, like, blink corrected.
Yes.
And
so
then you wouldn't have blinks as part of this, you'd want blinks as a separate tier.
It would be as a separate tier, where just the mark,
yeah,
the actual position.
Yeah, so the key thing is here is mutually exclusive and exhaustive. And the second key thing is it better be really clear to the people who are dealing with these codes. Whether any monkey business has been done on blinks to correct for that. Because, it wouldn't necessarily be obvious looking at that set of codes.
No, certainly not looking at codes.
Yeah, I suppose if you know what I've tried, then you'll just know.
I don't know what to look for and what not to.
Does that mean you need to do a correction as part of the analysis then?
I think you're saying it comes out of the eye tracker already, right? They're already
blink correct. They're already identified as blinks, then it's at what stage? The software that I've used pulls the blinks, so it will add it on. I'm not sure of what.
Right, so that's the stuff that comes with the eye tracker, isn't it?
Yes.
The stuff that comes with the eye tracking.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. Certainly it's listed as a separate event in the stream. Blinks are a tag from the EDF and that sort of thing. It's registered, is it?
Right, okay. Well, if you want blinks merged into a fixation, not worth making that part of the requirement for the GDF stuff, so to remind me, so to just add that analysis, certainly adds to it. Unless you can actually just checking the time.
Yeah. It won't, because of the fixation, it'll be down to what we define as a gaze. So basically, the time from when somebody starts looking at an object until they leave it. And so if they blink a lot within that, they're still looking at that object. So it's just the time in to the time out.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
But what we need to know is, like, at what stage in the eye tracking software it does that, and whether that gets through so that Craig gets it automatically in what he's translating to GDF, whether it needs to redo the same analysis because something about the data path cuts off that analysis from the eye tracker, or whether we even like it, right, and want to do it some different way.
Yeah, I think the ASCII format, as it stands, does contain blink information.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that's a thing in the documentation that I've read through.
Yeah, there's a blink.
Yeah.
So.
But it could be these things are corrected for blinks in this way, plus there's blink information. So,
possibly.
Yeah,
possibly,
it
chooses
the fixation around blinks, and it also just happens to tell you where blinks are. Because as you're saying, they like to use blink array as measures of cognitive difficulty or something. So.
Right, okay. Yeah, so my mind was I'll certainly look at that and just see what data is already in the ASCII format and whether you want me to do any correction as part of the analysis. Because I've got to do the analysis for the fixations on parts and things anyway, so yeah, I don't think checking links during that isn't going to be shouldn't be a big problem.
It should just be a matter of treating and adding on the point to the class fixation or something.
Yeah.
If they're not still fixating on it when they come back out of the blink, then why is that the right thing to do analytically?
Well, the real reason is as long as they're blinking, even if they open their eyes somewhere else, that's when they start absorbing the new information.
Oh, right, yeah, you said that.
It's basically like it's the composite CAD, kind of visual suppression when you move. And it's the same when you're blinking, you're not taking anything in.
Well, but just duration of fixation is not frankly? Because if you're just adding the length of the blink to fixation, you're not treating it as a cloud.
That's for the sort of gaze time measure. It's not actually, fixations are still independent, so the fixation duration doesn't include the blink in the ASCII output. It's only when we start looking at sort of the total gaze, the total amount of time spent looking at one particular object, which includes all these sort of multiple fixations and any blinks and that sort of thing.
Okay.
It's a composite viewing time.
Right.
So more complicated than I thought.
Yeah,
I forgot about multiple fixations on an object.
Yeah, so then you're looking for a final thing that just says between this time and this time you're looking at this object, between this time and this time you're not looking at anything. Yeah.
Although we'll also still need to account for the fixations just so we can have you've got a measure of the average fixation duration again to see if they stay longer and more stable eye fixation or not.
Yeah, because I think at the moment the GDF one has fixations in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would be part of the GDF JXT transformation. Taking fixation to gazes and whatever else.
Okay. I mean, this is kind of what we were talking about before, this confusion about what's in the GDF. I mean, you might see it as the initial GDF is just whatever straightforwardly translates without transforms, with just the data format changing from the ASCII. And then there's a bunch of other things that get added that you might still want to be in augmented GDF format, yeah, like this blinking gaze and whatever else, and then you translate to NXT. So you might still want to have everything in this one GDF file format that represents everything, and the NXT thing is just a splitter, it's not doing any fancy analysis.
Right.
So I see this as, you know, a bunch of little routines that take the GDF without this information in it and add new information into subsequent versions of the GDF file that contains these post-process analyses.
Well, that's part of why I brought this up now, is I'm not sure at what point in the data path things sort of happen, but that's what I want out in the end.
Right.
Yeah.
So were you actually doing much of the GDF, or are you expecting to do most of the analysis on the NXT something? So when you actually generate your results?
Well, the NXT stuff will have a more complete picture, because it will combine all the linguistic stuff with all the movements and the actions.
Right.
But there'll be, I suppose, just some purely eye movement stuff you could do, presumably from GDF.
You told me earlier, if you could do a quick analysis on the GDF stuff without having to before you do the dialogue analysis type stuff, so you can get some results anyway, can't you?
Yeah. I mean, to some extent, it doesn't matter which data format it's in, NXT or GDF, but it makes more sense for the converter between GDF and NXT not to add any data. All it does is do this stupid data format conversion. And it's just, you know, separating it out into little steps. So, you know, there have to be these other scripts that add any data transforms, not data format transforms, but data transforms, like this idea of putting together gazes from fixations. So, you know, if we keep it simpler like that, so that it's in little pieces, then it'll be just easier to understand what the whole thing does.
Right, okay.
Because, if suddenly you have this problem with the GDF to NXT transform, you want to know whether it's one of these little post-processes going wrong, or whether it's just the thing that dumps it into the multiple files for the... And GDF to NXT transform is pretty simple, so...
Right.
And that's also why I sent you the Saarbrücken software, the stuff that takes the ASCII sort of format originally and then just...
The German
stuff. Because that little utility does things like, well, you can tell it what to do with blinks, whether just a lump or not, what the minimum fixation duration for a stable fixation would be. So if it picks up fixations less than, say, 50 milliseconds, you can tell it just to, again, lump them all together. That's not a sort of reliable enough fixation.
Right.
You can put in these sort of things. So that's a bit of software sent, and that includes the source code and things as well.
Yeah. So it's like a table that you work without that source code and make sort of restrictions on that.
So that's like all the analysis that you need to do to things. And you're just going to copy what they do, or...? Is it documented like why they did it the way they did it, or is it just...
No, there's very little
documentation is, like I mentioned, pretty significant.
Well, it's a good starting point, right?
Yeah,
so,
that's
see if there's really the decisions that they made about how to do things.
Yeah, I suppose I can easily look through it and start writing up some documentation on it, and then I'll get that as a starting point for us to talk about, to think for what analysis we actually need to do on it and things. Yeah, I can easily create all the switches and whatever else we need to do. So. Yeah, so we'll have a bit more look at the studio stuff and start looking through that and make sure that works.
So it will also just filter, there are a lot of strange event tags that the Highlink produces that are fairly meaningless, I think. And it strips out a lot of the junk.
The Jackson analyzer involves quite a few things as well. So,
Well, we don't want to build it into our data path. We just want to learn from it, I think, right?
Correct? Possibly. Yeah, well, if there's things that are useful for generating CDF stuff, I can easily incorporate whatever functions it takes from into Jackson analyzer when I'm doing the GDF stuff.
I'm just thinking, so this takes the ASCII to a simplified ASCII.
Yeah.
And simplified in with transforms in it, ASCII. And it's just, it seems to me harder to maintain something that's got that in it. It'd be better to break things up into like steps. But, as part of the, why do I think this? I don't know, because it's somebody else's program and then they're going to get us the next version and that's going to break our entire pipeline. That's the main reason.
What I'm trying to do with it then is take that data software, find out what functions are useful for us in that, and then use those functions to generate the stuff that goes into the XML file.
I can imagine that also requiring some discussion about what we're going to use, what we actually
want to
do. That
should
be interesting.
Yeah. So the first part of that will be documenting what they've got and then discussing it with Robin.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to be quite graphical because it's written in Java.
Right. I'm sure most of the logic's going to be.
And if in doubt, don't filter stuff out, keep it in, right? Because we always jump into this other NXT track that we don't need to load necessarily. So,
the idea is
to just keep stuff on us.
Yeah. It's always better than making too much compression to start with and then being unable to go back or.
Something with XML. NXT will handle it, will it?
It's easy enough to dump stuff into a separate track.
Yeah.
We got a teacher about this at some point, though. So I'm still not quite sure when. It sounds like maybe another week.
Okay.
Jonathan made me promise not to tell you about it when you first arrived. Because you're like,
you leave very quickly.
It's just too many things at once, and it wasn't important that it be done.
I've got a hang of all the stuff I've been going through, and it looks like I've come to the end of the stuff list there already. So I'm gonna have to start looking at that as the next stage.
He's a cool customer. He's ready for it. Okay, I think we're done, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm just blank still.
I had a great conversation with the train conductor. So they're going, we're going to have this problem in the days of steam, because the steam would just dry out the leaves and clear them off.
We'll open up as well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He must have
been
around for a while.
They
haven't had it since the 60s, right?
Yeah. Well, I get the pair of it and said, by the way, I was like 10 years ago, I'm actually 70. Fair enough.
Right. I'm out of here.
Yep.
have so many of these napkins and sort of GDFs and XMLs to put in.
Yeah, but